President, I move that good cause exists.
After 3 months, finally some accountability at a school board meeting in Uvalde, Texas. The first sacking since 19 students and two teachers were shot in their classrooms over 75 minutes by a heavily armed 18-year-old as hundreds of law enforcement officers stood in the corridor. The officer nominally in charge that day was school police chief Peter Arredondo. He's been blamed for not ordering the officers to tackle the gunman, as is protocol during a school shooting. He claims he did not realize he was in operational command.
You don't care!
But this hasn't been an explanation that has satisfied parents or those who lost their friends that day.
Turn in your badge and step down. You don't deserve to wear one.
Even though Arredondo's sacking is what relatives of the killed have been pushing for, there is frustration at the slow response of authorities in seeking accountability and in the lack of transparency about what did happen that day. Questions remain about how 376 officers from federal, state, and local agencies, trained and armed, could do nothing while their loved ones were being killed. For them, Arredondo is just the start.
When you begin to hide things, and things eventually come to light, they're going to come to light. But the longer that you hold the secrets, the longer the people will be in pain. But we will continue to fight.
One 16-year-old student who spoke at the meeting pointed to the wider issues at play.
It all goes back to that. How can an 18-year-old be able to buy guns, assault rifles? But you have to be 21 to drink alcohol, buy cigarettes and all that. That just doesn't make sense. How 2 years from now, when I'm 18, I can go buy a gun? That doesn't make sense.
A question that's not been addressed, even in what was described as the landmark gun control legislation that recently passed in the U.S. Congress. Shihab Ratansi, Al Jazeera.